We're learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. The mission is discussing the din of Torah b'dvar mitzvah. That's what the sugya is discussing. The mission says if he had two babies, one he was supposed to mal on Sunday and the other on Shabbos, and he mixed them up. He maled the one that was supposed to be for Sunday on Shabbos, and the one for Shabbos on Sunday. According to the Mishnah, he's chayev v'chatos, but if he had two babies, one for Erev Shabbos and one for Shabbos, then it's a machlekes of Lezer Nibishua. In the first case, he's a tar midvar mitzvah v'lo yasa mitzvah. He was supposed to mal the baby, the Shabbos baby on Shabbos. He mal the Sunday baby on Shabbos. So he's a tar midvar mitzvah v'lo yasa mitzvah. And according to the Mishnah Yechayev, the Gemara brings a Tana, which holds a Yepater in that case too. But in the second case, he's a tar midvar mitzvah v'asa mitzvah, because he did a mitzvah of Mila Shalai Bezmana on the baby that was supposed to be Nimal on Erev Shabbos. So Mel, in that case, Rabbi Shua holds Yipater. The Gemara also brings another Braisa, which holds Fakert, that in the case of Shachach Umol Shal Echad B'Shamis B'Shamis is Pater, and the case of Shachach Shamol Shal Erev Shamis B'Shamis is Chayiv, and the Gemara says, what's the pshat in that? Always Tabla Mitzvah Asa Mitzvah is more Pater than Tabla Mitzvah Loya Mitzvah. So there, the Gemara brings a new Svarah, that he already did the Mila of the Shabbos one and Erev Shabbos, so it was Lenit Neshabbos Lidachis, and that's why there's more of a Svaris Chayiv. That's a Sugya. Now, in Achiezer Chela Gimel, Simon Pei Gimel, Chaim Ezer, is Maitik Achuva that he wrote when he was 14 years old, a letter he wrote to his brother on the Sugya of Tabit by Mitzvah. Mavel Alarayan, the godless he had at such a young age. But I want to say a little bit from it, Negeyat to our Sugya, that is Ma'ir, the Gemara in Sukkah, brings the din of Tav by Mitzvah, Legabe, someone who made a mistake and thought that a Eila Sa'if was a Chata Sa'if, and accidentally ate the Eila, thinking it was a Chatas, and there he's Pater from a carbon. There the carbon would be a carbon Me'ila. If someone eats the Eila, so the Isser is an Isser of Me'ila, it's Ma'il Behektish, because the Eila is Hektish, it's Kachi Shemayim. And if he eats it, he's Ivar on Me'ila. But since he was doing it to do the mitzvah of eating the Chatas Seif, it's like a Tabev and said, Loyas a mitzvah. Bal Kapanim, it says there that you're Pater. It's totally in the same Sugya. Also, the Gemara in Psachim, that Vayim Beis, brings this Shiloh also Legabe, let's say a Kayan eats Chuma, and then after he eats the Chuma, he realizes he's a Chalol. So also, would that also be Tav, and so again, it would be Tav, it's of Leyes, and it's with the Gemara, it's a Sata Patrim from Tashlume Chuma. If a Zar, or a Chal, eats Chuma B'Shegig, he has to pay Tashlume Chuma. And the Gemara also, stels to the same Sug, if Tav, that mitzvah, the Gabi Tashlume Chuma. So if Chaim Ezer is bothered, the Gemara learns that the din of Tav, the mitzvah from Avay Dezara. It's a Hekish, Ma Avay Dezara, Om Rachman Lai Savik, Yavim, Mechayi, Vachanayim, Lai Shema. And Rabbi Shua says, no, Avay Dezar is not Torah b'mitzvah, or he's not Asa mitzvah. However, the Gemara felt it was mistabrit to learn it out. So if it's Xeris Akasav Lagabe Chatas, which is learned there from Avay Dezar, Chatas is Taka learned there from Avay Dezar, that you need Karis, and it would have the Dinim, it would only be like Avay Dezar, which is not a Torah b'mitzvah. Mashenkein, Asham Eilois, that you don't learn from Avay Dezar anything. Asham Eilois is a Din, it's not a Chai Vekrisus. Being Mayil Behektish is just a lav. It's not a chai v'krisus b'chlal. But there's a karba milo, asham milos. So how could you learn out the din of tarba mitzvah to milo? And who didn't teshlumi chuma? It's not learned out from avay desire. There's a din ish ki echel chuma b'shkaga, v'yasach and shisav olav, it's a din teshlumi chuma. So he says, vice days, the Gemara held it was a svar. The limud, it's taka limud from avay desire. But the limit is mechanish tosis svara that tav mitzvah came in einus. The Torah wasn't makbid on a shegig when the tav mitzvah. The Torah didn't expect you to be so careful. So maybe kishtel it suit to other dinim that need a shegig. And he's mefalpu with this inyan. He makes some chalukim whether the tav mitzvah was that the ma'aseh that you did was the ma'aseh mitzvah. Or maybe the case of Heksha Mitzvah, which the Gemara says if you carry out the Lulav on Shabbos, there's a din of Tav Mitzvah, but it's only a Heksha Mitzvah. Maybe the Yitaka need the Limud then from Avay Dezara. But Bein Advarim, he brings the Ramban in Chumash, the Ramban in Parashas Vayikra on the carbon of carbon Eilav Yerit. There's a carbon Eilav Yerit, Most chatois, you have to bring a kifsu asira. But a carbon oil of yayin, if you're poor, you could bring a oif. And if you're very poor, you could bring a mincha. And carbon oil of yayin is for two different things that aren't karis. Shua seidus and shua zbitui. But it's for one thing which is bakaris, which is tumas mikdash v'kachav. Tumas mikdash v'kachav is bakaris. If someone is tameh and he goes into the base of mikdash or eats kachim, it's bakaris. And somehow there's a, you don't bring a regular chatas, there's a carbon el v'yared, which is mukuladik, and ani brings a b'if, and a dal shevadalim brings a mincha. So Nirban says, the reason why they're more makel by tumas mikdash kachav is because he's tameh b'dvar mitzvah. Because if someone eats kachim, or goes into the base of mikdash, he's doing it for a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to eat kachim. There's a mitzvah to go into the base of mikdash, l'shtachavais, l'akriv karbon. So he's doing a mitzvah. So since he's tov b'dvar mitzvah, so now the Torah was more makel on him. So Reb Chaim Eisel learned the Ramban Kepshutai that even though legabe asha me'ilais and legabe tashlumei tshuma, the Gemara's mavur, there's a din, they have a p'tur of tov b'mitzvah, but legabe the carbon oil of the yayin, there you don't have a p'tur of tov b'dvar mitzvah. So Meili answers the Machne Levi's kasha. He brings a kasha from a sefer called Machne Levi that asks a kasha. Now the Gemara in Shavuos brings a pasuk telling you that somebody makes a shvua not to do a mitzvah, he's potter from a carbon. So, in fact, the Machne Levi, wasn't in the pasuk that you're potter from a carbon when you violate a shvua, when your shvua is not to do a mitzvah? Typically, it's a tabit va mitzvah. You're trying to do a mitzvah. You bring a carbon, means it was b'shegig. So you forgot that you made the shvua. There's an element of the shvua. And you're trying to do a mitzvah, so it's tabit va mitzvah. Someone made a shvua that he won't eat in the sukkah, he won't blow shefer, and he forgot about the shvua and he eats in the sukkah and blows shefer. Typically, one, you need a p'tur that there's a p'tur that lahar lahetiv is only b'shus, not b'dvar mitzvah. Why don't you say pashit? Because it's tav mitzvah, tav is a p'tur. So he says, very good, because shvua is bitui, the shvua is a carbon el v'yared, and the Ramban's mavur that by carbon el v'yared you don't have the p'tur of tav b'dvar mitzvah. Adkan divar Reb Chaim Eisel, but he's not sure. He writes it tzarachim b'kavanas Ramban. But the stipla in Masech Nedarim Simen Tazayin, he also goes in the Machne Levi's kasha, and he says that he doesn't think it's tav mitzvah b'chal. He's mefalpul about different cases. Maybe the pasuk's telling you that the shvua is not chal. He's mefalpul. But he says the other thing is tav mitzvah b'chal, because tav mitzvah means that you had a mitzvah to do, even if you wouldn't have forgotten about the iser, even if you wouldn't have been ashamed about the iser, you had a mitzvah to do. But if avifel you know about the iser, you're not supposed to do any mitzvah. You're supposed to be sheval tasa. That's not called the tav mitzvah. Here he's supposed to do a mitzvah smila. Even if he would know which baby is which, he would have to do a mitzvah. He forgot which baby is which. He's supposed to do the mitzvah of lulav. He forgot a Buddha, it was just a rabbin. Or he's supposed to eat a chatas aif. He forgot instead ate the oilas aif. Or he's supposed to eat truma. He didn't realize that he was a chalal. But all these things, the mitzvah that he had to do, now that I'm thinking that shlumi truma doesn't stem so with the stipler's word. Malkabanim is the stipler's word. The mitzvah he had to do, he would have to do the mitzvah even if he wouldn't have forgotten the Isser. So now that he has to do a mitzvah, and he forgot the Isser in order to do the mitzvah, so mele, he's called the Tav by mitzvah. Mashain Cain, if he would know the Shvua, so he wouldn't have to do the mitzvah. The Shvua tells him not to do the mitzvah. So mele, in such a case, that's not Tav by mitzvah b'chlal. He wasn't supposed to do any mitzvah. It wasn't a pshat, he was supposed to do a mitzvah, and then he had the tais and he did the mitzvah b'ayfin that it was Asser, or he made a mistake in the mitzvah. The pshat is pekeh, he wasn't supposed to do the mitzvah altogether. And the stipler says that he has a raya, because otherwise, tumas mikdash v'kachim, why don't you say it's tav v'mitzvah? He's trying to do a mitzvah of eating kachim and tumah. Tais says he's tameh. He's not supposed to do any mitzvah. He forgot that he's tameh, mainly he's trying to do a mitzvah, but it's not the pshat, he had a mitzvah. He only had a mitzvah to do because he forgot about the isser. So he first says a svar, then he brings the Ramban, and he says that the Ramban doesn't mean there's a tav mitzvah. He says, okay, it can't be, that's what the Ramban means. Because if you're going to say that the Ramban means it's a parsha to tav mitzvah, so why is there a din carbon el of yerid? It should be pata legamri. The Ramban's trying to explain, normal kares, you bring a carbon, and everyone has to bring the same carbon, and here the Torah is mekel that you bring a carbon eil of the yerid, teretz is your tov is bat mitzvah. But for kent, by normal kares, a tov is part of the gamri. How come here you're being more machmir and you're making a tov and mitzvah means that you're chayav a carbon eil of the yerid? And he says, and the Rambam says that he's daiter l'shamayim. That's how he explains why the Torah is more meikel, because he's daiter l'shamayim, he means well. The chayav tov and mitzvah is not because he's daiter l'shamayim, he means well. It's like a shtickle oinus. He's torid. You don't expect him to be so medactic if he's trying to do a mitzvah. So he says, the Rambam doesn't mean the Gemara is pter of tov and mitzvah. The Gemara is pter of tov and mitzvah is when you talk have to do a mitzvah. And in that case, by all chatayis, your potter, if you had to do a mitzvah, and because of that, you forgot the isser, and you went over an isser b'shegig. But in this case, where you're tamei, you weren't supposed to do a mitzvah. It's because you forgot that you were tamei. That's why you think you're supposed to do a mitzvah. But the Rambam means, but since v'nish vi, by tumas mikdash v'kachav, in the normal case, you taka mean well, you were doing it l'shem shemayim, so there's a little bit more meikel, but doesn't have the pashut of Torah of Tav of HaMitzvah. Then afterwards he brings that he saw in the Achiezer, what we said over, that according to the Ramban, there is no Torah of Tav of HaMitzvah by Karbonel V'yayud, and he uses that to answer the Machne Levi's Kasha, why by Nishba, Levatel, HaMitzvah, you need a Naiv Torah, why isn't there a Torah of Tav of HaMitzvah? But he said, Nili is Naiti Kasafti. Chayit sounds very mustavra like disciple. And now I want to speak out a few oris that we already spoke out in previous shurim. We'll speak it out again. B'mkoymai and kol parsha shenem v'nishnis l'nishnis l'vishol davish and eschadish b'm. We'll try to say up as more chedushim in these inyanim. We spoke out in previous shurim a shayla in the peiskim. If there's a mila kaidim zmana, is there a din of a tafas dambris? B'emerson it's klar in the rush, b'shem Rabbeinu Shamshain, and also the tshuvas Rajba, that there's no din atafas dambris. The guy Maimon, he says that mila belayla, there is a din atafas dambris. And the Shulchan Aruch says him that you don't need atafas dambris. And the Ramah is mechalik that mila kaidin zmani you do, and mila kaidin zmani you don't, and mila belayla you do. We spoke about this already. So first I want to say over Rabbeinu Shamshan, the Rashi's raya, that mila shlei bezmani you don't need atafas dambris. He brings the raya from the end of this Gemara. The Braisa that said that when he has two babies, one for Erev Shabbos and one for Shabbos, then everyone holds Yechayiv. And when he has two babies, one Shabbos and one for after Shabbos, one for Sunday, then it's a Machlekes. And the Gemara says, why? How come one for Shabbos and one for Sunday it's a Machlekes? And then you didn't do a mitzvah. And one for Shabbos and one for Erev Shabbos, everyone holds Yechayiv? Why should it be that way? And the Gemara says, because the case of the Erev Shabbos and the Shabbos was, is that he ready before Shabbos, those he mixed the babies up, and when he came on Friday to do the Friday bris, he already did the Shabbos bris. So now, on Shabbos, there was no mila to do. He thought there was a mila to do, but there was really moinit the Shabbos l'dachas etzlei. There was no mila for him to do on Shabbos, because he already did the Shabbos baby, he did an Erev Shabbos, he did a day early. And the Erev Shabbos baby, now for Shabbos, is a mila shlei bezmana, there was no tchiyah. As opposed to the case, we had both babies, the Sunday baby and the Shabbos baby, there on Shabbos, he was supposed to do the mila on the Shabbos baby, who was nitin the Shabbos l'nachais, and he accidentally did the mila on the baby of after Shabbos, so then he's called the Talmud v'amitzvah. So Zakt Yabeinu Shamshin, so you see that when he did the mila of the baby that was supposed to be on Shabbos and Erev Shabbos, now there's nothing for him to do on Shabbos. But that's not true. He's really supposed to do a tafas dambris on the Shabbos baby. Because he did the Shabbos baby in Mila Shlei Bezman, he did it early. And now it comes Shabbos, he's really supposed to do a tafas dambris on this baby that he mauled on Erev Shabbos. And instead he did the Mila on the baby that he was supposed to maul on Erev Shabbos. But it wasn't in the Shabbos Lidachas. There were two babies. One of them he was supposed to do a tafas dambris to, the other one he wasn't, but it was nidna shamas lidachais. Elamai, you're not supposed to do a tafas dambris on a mila kaidin's manna. That's Rabbeinu Shimshin's raya. So the Shach brings it, and the Shach says he doesn't think it's a raya, because even though you're mechuyif to do a tafas dambris, but a tafas dambris is not teicha shamas. And that is the Ritva hanitvas michada says mamash that teretz. The Ritva brings this raya, if you know it. He really says two teretzim. His first teretz is that he didn't know about the mistake. So from his perspective, he wasn't supposed to. Tzarech bia that teretz. But anyway, the second teretz is that Enoch and Ami, he still has to do a tafas nevris on his baby, but not on Shabbos, because a tafas nevris is not Deicha Shabbos. So the Shach Yisaye, in Simon and Dalin, he argues on the Shach, he didn't have the Ritva, and he says, what do you mean, why shouldn't a tafas nevris be Deicha Shabbos? If you're going to say you have to do a tafas nevris, come to us, you weren't Mekai in the Mitzvah's Mila. Mitzvah's Mila is Deicha Shabbos. He says, the man the Yomba that says, Vadei Erle Kvusha, so you're doing a tafas nevris, and that's Deicha Shabbos. It's only the man the Yom of Suffolk Erle Kvusha that holds you have to do a Tavas Nabris, but it's not Deicha Shabbos, because that's it's a Suffolk. But if you're going to say that Nimel Kaidun's man needs a Tavas Nabris, there's no Suffolk. You're telling me that you're not Yetzir the Mila, and you can still make up the Mila with a Tavas Nabris. So why shouldn't it be Deicha Shabbos? And that's apparently the Shita of the Rash that brought the Raya. Like we said, though, some Achleikis Vishenim, the Rash is saying that if there would be a din of a tavis dambris, it would be Deicha Shabbos. And the Dvar saying it's not a Raya. There could be a din of a tavis dambris, and it's not Deicha Shabbos. And Lechayah, the Svaris HaMachlokes, is if we spoke this out a bit, so the Rambam Shita, that even though a Neilud Mol, the Rambam Paskins needs a tavis dambris, and the Mefarshim say that it means a tavis dambris, but Teres Vadai. But still, the Rambam says in Ilchus Truma that a Neilud Mol could eat Truma. And we said, because he's not an Arl, he just needs a Tafas Dambris. He needs a mitzvah of a Tafas Dambris, but he's not an Arl. We were Marich before, I don't want to be Marich so much, but just for Kitzer, the Rosh holds that a Tafas Dambris is the Pshad, if you need it, that means that's good for the mitzvah smila. He doesn't have an Arl, but Al Kapanim, he still has a Chiyav of a Tafas Dambris, so male that it wasn't a Skayim the Mila. So if it wasn't the sky in the Mila, Mila is Deicha Shabbos. Why shouldn't the toughest Dambris be Deicha Shabbos? But there is a tzad in the Rishenim, and this L'chayr is a Shita Sarambam by Neilud Mol, that Enoch in Ami, he's not an Oral. He's considered an Emo, but it's still missing in the Maisa Mila, but that's not the Mila. We find the Mila, oh, Mila Shleim is Deicha Shabbos. Hashem Kain, a further kiyum of the Mitzvah's Mila, of a Tavis Dambris, that's not the Mila Alein, that's not Deicha Shabbos. So that's the Machlokes Yishenim. The Rosh is learning, the Rash, that the site of a Tavis Dambris is because you're missing Mila. He's not Machalik between the two, that there's a Din Mila, which is Deicha Shabbos, and a Tavis Dambris, which is not Deicha Shabbos. A Tavis Dambris is a Kiyam of Mila. Mashen Kain, the Ritva, is learning, like we said in the Rambam, no, there's two Dinim. There's a Din Mila, and there's a nayin din, a tafas dambris. Mila is Deicha Shabbos, a tafas dambris is not Deicha Shabbos. Now, we also spoke out like this. The Beis Yosef and the Ramah, the way they describe a nimel kaidim zmana doesn't need a tafas dambris, is they say that yeyetze kaidim zmana. B'dieved yeyetze kaidim zmana. That's the nusach how they say it. And the Shach Yisayeh, in Siman and Deis, is very bothered with that. He says, Avadi Yinat Yetzikayin Zmane brings Kamarayas from the Gemara. We're going to say some of them. He also says, like we spoke out there, that the Rishenim, that the Makar, that you don't need a Tafas Dambris, are both Mavur. It's not because of Yetzin the Mitzvah's Mila. And the Rabbi, Yinat Yetzin the Mitzvah's Mila, but still you don't need a Tafas Dambris. And the reason is, because if there's no Arl, there's no Tafas Dambris. A Tafas Dambris is by Nerlin Mo with the Arl of Kavusha. Maybe a Tafas Dambris is by a Ger. But by a katan that doesn't have an erla, it's b'chol not shaykh a tavas nevris. You're not yetzir a mila, but there's nothing you can do. It's mo'uvah sheni achal iskain, because there is no erla, a tavas nevris doesn't do anything for the mila. So the Shach Yisayeh brings a klar ayah that you're not yetzir the mitzvah's mila kaidim shmini, because the Mishnah says that if you have a baby for echad b'shabbos and a baby for Shabbos, that's called tarva mitzvah lo yasa mitzvah. That's the whole Sugya's Mavur. According to the Beis Yosef and the Ramah, that you say that you don't need a Tavas Dambris is that you Yetzah, so why is it Lo Yasa Mitzvah? It's Mamash Yasa Mitzvah, Yetzah B'di'evid. Apela, that's fact the Shach Yisayeh. So there's a Teretz in the Achreinim, it's in the Tzlach, in Masechtas Pesachim, Dafayim Beis, and others, that when the Ramah and the Beis Yosef say that you Yetzah the Mitzvah, it's not the pshat that Yetzah the Mitzvah then. at that time there was no kiyum mitzvah, and that's what the Mishnah means. It's layasa mitzvah because b'chol matshayich a kiyum mitzvah mila before 8 days. But when they say yaitzah the mitzvah, it means when it comes the 8th day, then yaitzah the mitzvah. Right now you're not mekayim any mitzvah. When it comes the 8th day, then he's nimel on the 8th day, then yaitzah the mitzvah. So we had spoken earlier also, a chakira, is the mitzvah's mila just to do the maisa mila? Or is the mitzvah's mila mitzvah every second that he's nimel, he's mekayim the mitzvah of being nimel? So the pre-Yitzchak talks about this, Yitzchak Petterberger, in Chelek Aleph Simen Chavtes, that he says that Tzlach says his teretz, he says in other achrenim, and people think that the pshat in this teretz is this chakira, that the mitzvah is not the maisa mila, the mitzvah is to be a nimel every second of your life in the kind of mitzvah to be a nimel. But he says he doesn't think that's the pshat in the teretz, and the Tzlach's lashon is taka very mashma like him. Well, Olam, you could say it's a one-time mitzvah. But you could say like this, the mitzvah on the Av is not to do a maisa mila. It's not the maisa mila that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to make sure the child's nimo. The mitzvah is to have the child be nimo. So if you do the mila before Shmini, so at that time you're not mekayim the mitzvah, the rega that it comes Yom HaShmini, then he becomes nimo, it's chal v'chaleis mila, because the mila kind is mana yetzir b'dievet, meaning it makes him a din nimo when it becomes shmini. So now the father has a kiyum that is a nimo. He says it's like teshbisu. The Ramban says, teshbisu doesn't mean to destroy the chametz. That's not what teshbisu means. Teshbisu means to have the chametz destroyed. The kiyum mitzvah teshbisu comes erev Pesach by chatzais. You really destroy the chametz beforehand. But the pshat is, when it comes erev Pesach after chatzais and the chametz is destroyed, so then you mekayim the mitzvah teshbisa because you made sure it was destroyed. So al derech zeh, if you did the mila kaidim zmana, and it comes the yom shmini and he's nimo, so you mekayim the mitzvah, now he's nimo. But it's a one-time mitzvah. It's not like the rest of his life he has a mitzvah of being nimo. He has a mitzvah of shmini, he was nimo. But you don't have to do the actual mila b'shmini. The mila before shmini also could be a kiyum in the mitzvah, because by shmini is nimo mekayach that mila. That's how the pre-yitzlik is magdirit. Now the one kasha I had was on the grach and the stipler. We said before, right, there's a very shver zachter. Amar says that mila kaidim zmana does not need a tafas nembris, but mila belayla does need a tafas nembris. Mila belayla is worse. So the shaila is bishlam if you say that there's a kiyum kaidim zmana. So then you could say, as long as it's beyond, there's a kiyum. Mashegin is belayla is no kiyum. Well, if you were saying there's no kiyum kaidim zman, it's not a kiyum mitzvah. Navas then, but when it comes yom shmini, he's a nimo. So if he's a nimo, so who in the belayla is a nimo? So what's the right? So the grach al hashas and the stiplos was mechavin to this bar. It says like this: that la'olam is a kiyum mitzvah mila, even if you did it before. When it comes the 8th day, so mele is a nimo, so mele is a kiyum. But the pshat is another din. Is a din you need a tafas dam bris. That's an ayah din. An ayah mitzvah of a tafas dam bris. So this mitzvah of a tafas dam bris, if you did it by night, you weren't mekayim the mitzvah of a tafas dam bris. So if you ever did the mila by night, ein hachinami, the kiyum of the mila you'll have when it comes to yom shmini, but you won't have the kiyum of a tafas dam bris that you have to do by day. Mashein kain, when you did a kaidun zmana, the din of a tafas dam bris, that doesn't eat shmini. That's the chiddush. The din of a tavas d'ambris doesn't eat shmini. You can mekayim the din of tavas d'ambris before shmini, and that's why when he did the mila before shmini, you don't have to do a tavas d'ambris because you already had the kiyum of the tavas d'ambris before shmini. So I don't understand. So I besides haji kusha l'duchta. So how come it's called loyasa mitzvah? By the one the echad b'shabbos that you did b'shabbos einachinam you weren't mekayim the mitzvahs mila. But Akapanim, you were Mekai in the midst of a Tafas Dam Bris. And now you don't have to do any more in the midst of a Tafas Dam Bris. Not because there was no Kiyum, and not because there's a Kiyum later, but because there's a Kiyum now. So what's the Pshat that the Gemara calls it a Tafas Lasa Mitzvah if you have a Kiyum in the midst of a Tafas Dam Bris? The Chayr is Mefurish from there that even the Kiyum mitzvah Tafas Dam Bris, you also don't have before Shmini. So it's Vait Shmer on the Ramah. Why don't you have to do a Tafas Dam Bris later? The Chayyur, the Teretz, the Grach, and the Shas, and the Kolos Yaakov is Shver from this Mishnah. The Mishnah says if he's Moshe, Echa, B'Shamas, B'Shamas is Loi Kayim Mitzvah, The Chayyu coin to him, you're on the kind of mitzvah. The kind of mitzvah of a tough is not bris. But Tzarechim is that, I don't have a terrace to this kasha. Now, the Shag is asking another kasha on the concept that you yaitza the mila before Shmini from the next Mishnah. The Mishnah here, on this summit, kata nimal shmeina letisha ulasar lacharasar. The Mishnah says that if it's born regular, it's the 8th day. If it's born Ben Hashmash, it's the 9th day. Ben Hashmash is of Erev Shabbos, it's the 10th day. Ben Hashmash is of Erev Shabbos and Yantav after that, it's the 11th day. And Ben Hashmash is in 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, it's the 12th day. That's what the Mishnah says. So the Shag HaSayin says, if you're going to tell me that you ate it before, so even the first case was Naila Ben Hashmashes, where the Gemara says it's the 9th day. In other words, you have a choice to do the meal on a Suffolk 7, Suffolk 8, or a Suffolk 8, Suffolk 9. Zok the Mishnah, you have to do it on Suffolk 8, Suffolk 9. So Bishlam, if you're not Yetzer before Bechlal, so it's very good. You have 2 days. One day is a Tzad, it's the 8th day, and the other Tzad is not Yetzer at all. The next day, it's a Tzad, it's the 8th day, and the other Tzad is a Yuai Yetzer, Mila Shleiber's Manah. So of course, you're going to pick the later day, because you don't want to take the chance of not being Yetzer at all. Mashiach, if you're going to tell me either way, Yetzer with the Evet. So why not do the first day? Now the Rambam's reason about Kimon Lemitzis. This day is already a Suffolk, the 8th day. And on the other side, Yetzer with the Evet. And the next day is a Suffolk, the 8th day. And the other side, Yetzer with the Evet. So why not do the first day? And that's even on the regular day. But then when it's Ben Hashmashes of Erev Shabbos, then it's Stamapella. Either way, Yetzer with the Evet. If you do it on Friday, it's a Suffolk the 8th day, and if not, so it's a day early, Yetzer with the Evet. And if you wait, you can't do it on Shabbos because of the Suffolk of Mila Shleiber's Manah. And then you're going to do it on Sunday, which is vadai not the 8th day. Why not do it Friday, which is a Suffolk 8th day, and then instead do it Sunday, which is vadai not the 8th day? It's mefurish because of Shabbos, because if you do it Friday, there's another Tzad Yibachon Yetzer. You do it Sunday, Enech and Ami, you don't have the 8th day, but Tyrus Vande, but at least the Yetzer. So you have a choice. You do it Friday, Yitaka might make the 8th day, but on the other hand, you might not be Yetzer altogether. You do it Sunday, Yivande won't make the 8th day, but you Yetzer for Tyrus Vande. So the Rishon says, be Yetzer for Tyrus Vande. But if either way, you Yetzer for the Evan, so what would be the Pshat and waiting? As I think the Shagasai, and this answer is not Miyushu by the Tzlach's Teretz, that Yitnakanana Ovid mitzvah at the time, but Yetzer later. Even if Yetzer later. But why not do it earlier? I gotta think it might even be Shver. Let's say it's Vaday. Let's say the Mila is Shabbos. Or not Shabbos. Let's say for whatever reason, you're not going to be able to do the Mila on the 8th day. So you have a choice. Either do the Mila before the 8th day, or wait till after the 8th day. But the 8th day is not in the game, for whatever reason. The Mel is not available the 8th day. He can either come earlier than the 8th day or later than the 8th day. So if you say Yetzer before the 8th day, why not do the bris before? Even though B'Shaita it's not a mitzvah, but Al-Kapanim, when it comes the 8th day, it'll be Yetzer then. As opposed to pushing it off for later, which you won't have the name Shmini B'Chlal. It's not answered with the Slach L'Chayr. The only way to be Mekayim, the Shagas Ayifer, good. The only way I seek to be Mekayim, the idea that Yetzer, is by saying this two dinim. When the Beis Yosef and the Ramah said the Yetzer, they didn't mean Yetzer the Ikka Mitzvah Smila. Avada the Ikka Mitzvah Smila, the Shagas Ayah is right, he's Machriach Klar, that since he'd rather do the meal on Sunday, which is Vaday not Shmini, as opposed to Friday, which is a Suffolk Shmini, Avada you're not going to be Yetzer the Ikka Mitzvah Smila B'chlal. They just mean Yetzer the Mitzvah being Nemo. The din not to be an Arl, whatever it is, you don't need a Tavis Nam Ris, you Yetzer with the meal you did before. But Avada, you're not Yetzer the Ikum Mitzvah to be Mao, you're going to have to say this to Dinim. If you're going to say you're Yetzer, and that's why you don't need a Tavis Dam Bris, the Hechich you're going to have to say that you're only Yetzer the Mitzvah to be Nemo, but there's another Mitzvah to be Mao, and that Mitzvah you're not going to be Yetzer. Zula Zay, I don't see how you can answer the Kasha of the Shagasai, Imam Shapel the Kakasha, Chayim Furish in the Mishnah, that when you're Mao on the 7th day, you're not Yetzer, as opposed to when you're on the 9th day, you are Yetzer. Otherwise, why would you pick the 9th day instead of the 7th day? The frat, when the 9th day is a Vaday Nachmini, it's a Suffolk 9, Suffolk 10, and you have a chance to do it on Suffolk 7, Suffolk 8. Now, Ibn Yonah, I saw in the Minchas Ariel, he brought down the Minchas Chinuch at the end of Mitzvah Beis, which has a long discussion like this. The Minchas Chinuch says, there's a Mishnah Lemelech in Perek Yud and Hilchos Malachim who brings the Rashal, and he also discusses it. From both of them, it's Mavur, that if you do a Mila before the eighth day, it's an Isser. You're being Mavatal Mitzvah Sasei of Mila. You're being over an Isser, the Kumva say that you're being Deicher the Mitzvah of Mila. They discuss what's the din if B'nei Ketura Chayiv a Mila, if they're Nere, you've got a Gantz Shmutz. So the Minchas Chinuch says he doesn't think that's true at all. He thinks there's absolutely nothing wrong with doing the Mila before the eighth day. Very interesting shtickle. He says the halacha is that when a boy becomes 8 days old, you have to do a bris mila. If at that time there's no arla, so that's it. You don't have any mitzvah to do a bris mila. He said you got out of the mitzvah. You don't have a key in mitzvah b'chlal, but you don't have an avera. At worst, the pshat is that you did something to cause that you shouldn't have a key of mitzvah. But there's nothing wrong with what you did. He's ma'achiv ma'ed in that. He says, the Torah wasn't mechayiv mila till the eighth day. Till the eighth day, you could do whatever you want. You want to cut off the early before the eighth day? Zint the eighth. Comes the eighth day, you're mechayiv mila, but you don't have an early to cut off, so you're not mechayiv mila. But you didn't do anything wrong by doing the bris before the eighth day. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says, and he says he was only marach so much because he saw this Mishnah Lamelech and this Marashal, he doesn't think they're right. And the truth is, I don't think the Minchas Chinuch is so mechayiv. You could say the Torah, as soon as the baby is born, said, you have a chiyuv mila. And when's the mila? On the eighth day. But right now you have a chiyuv mila. He's not an oral yet, like we said. He doesn't have a chalei shem oral, but your chiyuv to mal this kid on the eighth day is chal as soon as he's born. But the Minchas Chinuch names it out the way. The Minchas Chinuch says that since you can't do the mila yet, and he's not an oral, oral is like his man only have oral. So right now you have no chiyuv mila b'chal. You caught up the Arla now, there's nothing wrong, because you weren't Mevatel. Later, you won't be able to do the mitzvah good, so you got out of the Chiyuv mitzvah. If you burn chametz before this man, you didn't do anything wrong, comes this man, you don't have any chametz to burn, that's okay. As I tie in the Minchas Chinuch. So I saw the Minchas Ariel, he wants to know, so according to the Minchas Chinuch, so why not do the bris on Friday? At least by the case, let's say, of Erev Shabbos, of the Nishmashas of Erev Shabbos. If you're going to wait till Sunday, you're not going to get Mila B'Shmini. You'll do the Mila on Friday, so then you'll have a Suffolk Mila B'Shmini. If there's nothing wrong with doing the bris early, why not do it then? At least have a Suffolk that you'll get Shmini, rather than waiting for Sunday, and then you'll find they won't have the Mila B'Shmini. So then he wants to bring a Raya, and it is an Isser to do the Mila before. But then I don't think it's such a Raya. Because maybe La'olam there's no Isser. But the Pshat is like this. You want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah's Mila. If you do the Mila before, Eina Chanami, there's a suffix you'll get Mila B'Shmini, but there's another tzad that you want to have a key in Mitzvah's Mila B'chal, even though there's nothing wrong. You didn't do any Yisr. Well, L'maisi, you don't have a key in Mitzvah's Mila. Now, Shagin, if you wait till Sunday, so Eina Chanami, you won't have a key of Shmini, but you'll find they have a key in the Mitzvah's Mila. So maybe the Mishnah is telling you, if you have a choice, you can have a Vaday Mitzvah Mila, but not have a Din Mitzvah Mila B'Shmini at all. Or you can have a Suffolk Mila B'Shmini, but a Suffolk you won't have any Kiyum. So it's better to have a Vaday Kiyum, even though you won't have Shmini, than to have a Suffolk Shmini, but the other side is you don't have a Kiyum. I can hear such a swear. But Enechinami, I'm asking to the Minchas Ariel, the Pashtus is, because it's a Bittul Mitzvah. It's a Bittul Mitzvah, so Zicha, you can't be mevatel the mitzvah's mila on one side, even if the other side doesn't get mila b'shmini. It could be the Minchas Chinuch would hold that even if it's not an iser, falakopanim, it doesn't pay. It doesn't pay to try to chap right in the mitzvah shmini, but that way you have a chance of bechlal being kind of mitzvah. Better to have a vadah kiyum mitzvah, even if you don't, will have a vadah that you want of the kiyum of shmini. As I fashteich this week, yeah.